Previously on D&D&D.
Closing night ceremonies gala is this evening. The palace is abuzz with activity to get it ready. There is going to be a fashion show featuring the new line from Berdalia and Eldebel. And the Empress herself is going to give a speech, and you are to be honored.
I want to get dressed up.
Yeah, I also want to dress up.
Yeah.
Poppo also has a vest.
Poppo's not in here.
What?
What? Why not?
Where's he been?
I didn't let him in. He's a pig.
Yeah, well, while
he's
you
in
were
the
getting,
stables
while
with
you were
the
getting
horse.
Your hair done.
I am
I let
getting
Poppo
my hair
in.
Done. What the fuck? If I had a brother who was scheming against me to take my royal palace, and then a bunch of bloody people showed up and killed him, I'm surprised she's gonna do this for us at all tonight.
Oh, my first thought was, what would I wear?
So you have these flashes, and they're more vivid than normal imaginings.
Marta, I'm sorry that I didn't really get to know you, because there was a lot of you to know.
She looks at you.
What?
What?
The rest of you can't see this. You're just seeing Marjorie interacting with the staff, which is like a nice moment, but you don't think anything of it.
Yo, get out of here. There shouldn't be a pig at a funeral.
Hey.
Guys, hear a fanfare, a horn-based fanfare, which signals the opening. Basically, doors are open for the venue where the gala is taking place in the grand hall, the throne room that Margarine has been in before, is where all the festivities are going to take place. So you now know that the horns mean that you could make your way down. Cocktail hour has begun.
Ooh.
Or you could do most other things. It is, the decisions are in your hands.
How many people are here?
In the room currently?
Yeah.
It's you guys and then a couple, Marjorie's hair servants remain. They've kind of been hanging back as you've been doing what you've been doing with your bone staff.
Okay. But how many people are going to be at this thing?
Oh, many. Hundreds.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the closing night ceremony. Everybody who's basically everybody who attended the expo who didn't die.
Yeah, a small convention. So like, I don't know, 36,000.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's going to be a lot.
Let's go down and
you're definitely attending the VIP reception. There's a less exclusive version that's in like the parade grounds. But you guys are in the velvet rope area.
Wait, before we go. And Margarine goes to her cargo pants on her bed. She took the bottom bunk because she can't get up to the top one. And rummages through and finds the mask that we got. The ivory. Is it ivory mask? It's just
onyx.
Like a plain. Oh, it's onyx. Oh, it's onyx. Change your mind about that.
The exact opposite.
It's like, it's white. It's not. She pulls out this inky black mask.
Roll dex.
Oh, no. Mm. 13 plus 9, 22.
You're fine.
What did I think was, what was the threat?
It has very sharp edges.
Oh, that's right. Ugh. Do we bring this?
Yes.
Yeah, we can't
put it in
leave
a pocket.
It.
I hand it to you.
Can you fit it in one of your money?
One of the pockets is very large. The inside one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's where it would be.
This is about, yeah.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Is it immediately apparent that it's in there, or is it a magic vest where things kind of collapse to be form-fitting?
Magic.
Okay.
Give us the options. Always going to be magic.
Well, there's comedy to both.
That's true.
There's comedy to both.
Magic.
It would like, you know that fucking, I know movies. There's the Batman movie where he puts his face on a goop stomach. Is that in the Batman movie?
What
are you
guys,
talking about?
He puts his face on a goop stomach.
Isn't there a scene in a Batman movie, and it's got to be one of the ones that Tim Burton directed,
where Batman gets eaten by some kind of sluggy goopy monster, and then he's trying to like push his way out.
That's
of
the Ace goop. Ventura 2.
That also works. Let's do Ace Ventura 2 yeah, okay. when he's trying to get out of the rhino. What I'm trying to say is, does your vest have an Ace Ventura face mask gooping out of your breast?
I see, like a perfectly like form.
It does not.
Form fits to the mask.
Yeah.
No.
I guess while we're on the subject, we should establish before we enter this next scene, do your outfits have any other minor magical enchantments, knowing that Queen Lisbeth is more open to magic and outside influence, and Berdalia and Eldebel are now the bells of the ball in terms of the fashion of the realm. So since we gave Flack a magic vest, the rest of you can choose a minor magic enhancement for your outfits, and you can pitch whatever you want, and if it's too powerful, I'll veto it. But minor magical enhancements, if you like one. Otherwise, you can just be, you know, cool looking.
I think I do. My cape of staying alive was modified to look nice.
You just got an aesthetic upgrade, the magic stays the same, so you...
Yeah.
Okay.
I could just be pushed.
You can still...
Dance and
fly a short distance when you yeah. dance.
Yeah. Marjorie picks up your little wand. It's like, what's this?
Oh, this is for Pete. And I give it to Pete.
Oh. It's just a chew toy.
Can I levitate like 2 inches off the ground?
Sure. Like your boots everywhere? Just, yeah.
What are you wearing?
Just like sparkly glitter robes, like silver robes, I think. Okay. And like, silvery glitter. I'm just very glittery and silver.
I did just see the Eras Tour, and all I can think about is Taylor Swift's first outfit. It's just like sparkles.
I think I know which outfit you're talking about.
It's the lover one.
Laird's got like the sparkle fringe.
It's like the sparkle leotard.
Yeah.
She had a lot of sparkles. It was a sparkly concert.
Before we leave, I want to grab, I want to go up to Marta and grab the, Eagle Strike from her.
Okay.
Oh. And said, we need this, Marta, but thank you again.
Okay. You're going to wear it.
I'm going to put Eagle Strike on my back, along with my bow staff on my back.
Okay.
So I guess the Cape of Staying Alive has a little clasp.
It has four, like it has like a split where you can strap it in four places instead of two so that it sticks out in the middle on each side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually really cool.
Thanks.
Cool. Okay.
It is the outfit I was thinking.
Yes.
I will say, I do love the outfits.
Yes. Her costumes were great.
Marjorie's going to put Kerflippia's tear around her neck and wear it like a pendant.
Yep.
And also put on her cargo pants underneath her table dress.
Underneath the table dress. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to have my stuff.
Okay. So Marjorie is strapped.
Because if I don't get strapped, then I won't be strapped.
This is true.
And I've got room.
Flack's got pockets, so Flack's got weapons.
Yep.
Zavis has magic.
Yeah.
Great.
Pete's got his wand.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything enchanted, except unless you want to consider that skirt particularly magically big.
Does it change size at all?
No.
Fixed. Okay. We will roll with that then. Okay. So
are we ready?
You guys are ready. Doors are open. Cocktail hour has begun. Do you head down or do you do something else?
We want to be a little fashionably late, right?
Yes.
Have we snooped around much? Which building are we in right now?
You're in the palace.
Yeah, you haven't.
Yeah, Marjorie has snooped around a little in as much as you discovered the secret passages that were used by Cedric, and you discovered the throne room that way. But other than like a little dining room, like a reception hall, the throne room, and those secret passages, you haven't been to many places here in the palace. And now your rooms and, you know, the hallways and stuff that you've been led through.
We could go look at the expo hall now that it's empty.
Sure.
Sick.
An empty expo hall.
I mean, I was hoping to, I just want to find like secrets. I just want to snoop around. Maybe we'll find secrets in the empty expo hall.
Yeah. In the giant empty
expo hall. Maybe people left stuff behind because
they haven't broken down yet. The exhibition tables are still up.
Oh.
And everyone kind of left in a panic, right? Because they
didn't put the little blankets over top of everything.
Yeah.
So we can grab business cards.
Free candy.
All right.
Or other things, Marjorie thinks to herself.
Okay, you head to the expo hall. As you're walking through the hallways of the palace, you're passing by other attendees, people making their way towards the reception hall.
Are we overdressed?
You are not.
Oh,
you are not overdressed.
Marjorie's
hair is very much in line with a lot of the other female dwarves, okay, and many of the male presenting ones who have longer hair as well have gone with this up style. Oh, okay. Very, very height.
Oh my God, accenting. Are they people doing the thing like they would do in the 1700s where like someone's got like a boat in their
100%.
Or like a bird cage.
A lot of the hair decorations seem to roll a history roll with advantage, Zabbis. I'm gonna say that Zabbis is minorly plugged into fashion.
20.
Yes.
Wow.
So you know that they are using the hair decorations to denote their field of study.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, you know, you have people who have like stuffed animals all throughout their hair, and they're zoologists. There's one scientist who's walking past you in a very elaborate gown and very tall hair. She has like big bushy sideburns, and all winding throughout her hair is like a complete active functioning chemistry set.
Whoa.
And it's like bubbling and twirling, and there's colored liquids moving through tubes and everything. And you realize that ultimately it is one of those like beer can hat drinking systems.
Oh my God.
And it's like a still.
Whoa.
And she like takes a sip out of one. But when she exhales, there's a plume of smoke. Fletch, you walk through the smoke. Roll a constitution saving
throw. Oh my God, I'm reevaluating my entire outfit. I need to add more magic.
30, 20.
Okay, you feel no effects.
But I feel like I am getting annoyed at my hat because I keep hitting it on the door frames.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tall and then it's even taller.
The hat is beyond.
So I'm getting frustrated. So I take it off and I kind of walk with
it. Can I have it?
You want this?
Yeah, because I wanted to put a hat on, but it was after I suggested a hat to you. And then I was like, we can't both be in hats.
People would get us confused.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, you can have my hat. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
I put the hat on.
He's like staring down.
The hat sits a little bit too low because it's made for Fletch's head. So your ears catch it.
Great. What, I got a big head?
You have a bigger head than a gnome.
Okay. That'll do.
Wait, so what's my hair?
Because
I didn't do my hair, right? Like I just told him to go ham.
Mm.
And so if it denotes sort of, I don't have like a space of study, but they know that like we're honored. We're going to be honored guests. And if they know everything, then they know that we like saved the world.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked in a mirror yet? Or are you just now realizing like, oh, they put shit in my hair?
I think when I looked in the mirror, it was like, yes, I looked in the mirror, but I think I was admiring the whole effect, but I wasn't specifically looking at what the hair, I just thought like, wow, big hair.
Yeah.
But everybody's got cool hair. What's going on in my hair?
Your hair is almost as tall as you are.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. How's it standing up? It's like got ladders in it.
Yeah, it's got ladders and are those little figurines depicting fights and valiant efforts that we all made as a team?
There's
man.
A battle in my hair?
Yeah.
I think it's our history.
I think it's the history of us as a team.
Look at that. That's when we first met and fought the owl bear.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Jeremy's there.
Jeremy's in there a little bit.
Whoa. What about back here?
And I point to like the middle, lower.
Oh, guys, I wish that fucking mouse wasn't dead. I wish Cheese wasn't dead because...
Kelsey.
What?
It doesn't need to be dead right now.
Okay. I'm going to say that there is like little tubes also in your hair and there's like a little mouse running around in it.
There's a Jesus in there?
Yeah. And there's a little wheel.
And then there's also a big bathtub But because it's from the adventure that you weren't a part of, so you can't see it.
That's why it's in the back.
And then is this us meeting us? Oh wait, no, that's two different scenes. Okay,
That was the most literal spit take I've ever seen.
It's on his microphone.
Good job. I'm glad I have this pop filter.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Did you say it was a part that there's a second set of us, but it's not,
it's just two scenes just next to each other.
Yeah.
Just two different scenes that happen to be next to each other. That's fucking funny. Tape. God damn it, Jamie.
It got on my table.
It went. It was a fucking fountain right there, dude. Holy shit.
And it wasn't like a spray. He shot it like a fucking squirt gun.
Mouth full of water and just injected.
Super soaker.
Wow. Oh, God.
That's incredible.
All right, what else is it?
Our whole history. Good job, team.
Make sure you're not drinking anything when you are editing this. Listen back and you spit all over your computer.
That pushed a button on the recorder.
Oh, God.
The force of your water.
Dratted. What is that going to sound like?
Do you have to double check that everything's working right?
Everything's working. Look, it's still recording.
Holy shit.
I gotta take that back to Guitar Center. Yes, sorry. I don't know what happened.
My friend James A. Junius made a really funny joke. Way too long to explain.
What's the comedy policy in your return?
Yeah.
Knowing Sweetwater, they'd be chill.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're glad you guys are making a good show.
Yeah.
Here's some XLR cables and some peppermint candy. Yeah.
The top of it is just margarine with a black mask on, and then the big black dragon just nesting on the very top of the hair.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh my god.
All right, and I think Marjorie turns around and she puffs up, and now she doesn't feel like that woman who is drinking drinks out of her hair. That's cool and all, but like she ain't got nothing on me.
Doesn't have heroic deeds.
Yeah. I was, just so you guys know, I was about to roll some sleight of hand and pull pins out of people's hair that I was jealous of, but there's nothing that can beat my hair. It's great. Everybody can have a great hair because my hair is the best.
Hair pins are a good weapon, though. They were banned on city public transport back in the day. Yeah, because what would happen is men would harass women on like trains and stuff, and because women would have these giant pins that held their hats on, they would like just stab dudes with them. It's fucking awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Anyway, hair pins are cool.
All right, you make your way against the crowd. It's not such a flurry of, it's not such a rush of people trying to get in that like you're like pushing your way through. Like nobody's paying you any mind that you're going against the grain, but you are definitely going opposite the flow of most of the traffic as you make your way toward the now pretty much abandoned expo halls. Is there a particular event that you are interested in exploring?
I was just,
you can
curious.
Either recommend one or I can recommend some.
I'm just excited for this fashion show.
I mean, we could go to the remnants of the fashion exhibit, or you could explore a different one. There's like the different halls are all still set up, except there's police tape across the zoological door and the stairs that lead down to the smithy. Or the elevator that leads down to the smithy also has some police tape across it. So, fantasy police tape. It's in that font, you know.
Let's say we find one of the freebie programs on the ground.
Okay.
And we pick it up and skim it. What are some of the halls are here that we could poke around in while we make ourselves fashionably late.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's different scientific disciplines. So you have your basics, biology, chemistry, physics. There's astronomy. There is electricity. There's potions. There's construction. There's animals. There's plants. There are exhibits on audio experimentations and music. There's presentation. There were presentations on portals and transportation. There were presentations on literature and poetry and song and fashion and home life innovations and fishery and I mean like
any house of the future.
Exactly. It's a world's fair.
I can't go into the lightning exhibit, the electricity exhibit. I can't go in there.
Why?
I think I killed I killed some scientists.
Oh, is that when you went off on your own there?
Yeah, because they're trying to bottle lightning and they were trying to use me to bottle it.
Yeah, what happened to those guys?
Fletch, roll a wisdom saving throw.
Oh. 11.
Mm. When you're telling the team about this, and when Flax says, what happened to those guys? You think you see one of those scientists walking past you in the hallway.
Yeah, I can't be seen. And I turn away real quick. I think one of them just walked by.
One of the guys you killed?
One of the guys was up there that maybe I killed? I thought I...
Black, Zabbis, and Margarine, nobody just walked by you.
Oh, no.
There's no one here, dude.
What do you...
I think your cravat is too tight.
My what?
Excellent delivery. Inspiration for cravat delivery.
Thank you. What say you that we go and steal some seeds for your garden?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And no one saw that. No one saw anybody walk by. I'm seeing ghosts, is what you're saying?
Probably.
Okay.
Maybe it's guilt from killing them.
Oh.
That's not better.
But it makes sense.
Why would I feel bad about killing them, the people that tried to kill me?
I mean, that's...
I didn't want to.
I wouldn't know, but...
Yeah.
I feel bad when I kill people.
Yeah, maybe talk to her about it.
Okay. We'll chat. Let's go get seeds.
You start walking over toward the... Arboretum, where the botany exhibit was held. It is a grand indoor arboretum that is being lit and warmed by what look to be massive torches up in the top of a huge open space. It's like an airplane hangar sized space. And in the roof of these are like two huge blow torches for all intents and purposes that are mimicking the sun. But they do appear to be some sort of mechanism, not a magical artificial sun, like you would assume there to be in a place like this. You elves and gnome magic folk would be like, why wouldn't they just have a magic sun instead of an artificial light? But that is what is lighting and warming this place. So it is very bright in here. It's like it's full day. There's like little pockets of different plant biomes. You're in like a small version of Huntington.
Oh, cool.
Huntington Gardens in Pasadena has like a bunch of different like
where are we
types of garden. Yes, where mm-hmm. Yeah. There's like a little forest section that feels very familiar to Fletch. There's something that's more of a like mountainous tundra-ish biome with like more bush type plants, and there's some snow even. There's desert plants. There's jungle. You have all these different like groups of plants. There's even a little farm that is set up and appears to be functioning. And as much there are row crops growing, I feel like Margarine is kind of naturally drawn that way.
Yeah.
And
Popo is too.
Popo is definitely, yes.
Popo's here too.
Yeah. We put him in a vest. What, you think we're going to put him in a vest and have him sit in a room?
I was hoping he'd get lost in the fucking sea of people.
I really love just this idea that we just like have these funny cutaways to Poppo being like right there.
Don't let him near the garden. He's going to eat the things Poppo, I want to steal. No.
Poppo's rooting around next to a tree.
Stop it. And Poppo, I go there and I push him.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Maybe, hey, maybe he found something. Papa, what'd you
maybe
find,
he
boy?
Found something.
Jesus.
Oh, I go stand next to Fletch all pissed.
We can't let her get dressed up like this again. She gets mean.
Yeah.
Black, roll a nature roll with advantage.
17.
With 17, you're able to push the large snout of Papa the pig aside from where he was sniffing.
Excuse me, Papa.
And he was pushing away the dirt next to the base of this tree in one of the foresty sections of this greenhouse. And you get a scent of something particularly strong.
What is it?
It's very earthy and almost like the best parts of a wet dirt smell. Like if it just smells so perfectly of the earth. It is this smell that comes from this place that he was digging.
Guys, this dirt smells good.
All right. I think
you're seeing ghosts, and he thinks that the dirt smells good.
No, it smells really good. Here, I pick some up.
When you pick up the dirt, some of the dirt falls away and reveals a clump about the size of a baseball, but not smooth and round, kind of nodular and irregularly shaped. But as the dirt falls away, there is a dirt-covered clump of something that has a very strong odor.
Wait. It's not the dirt. This clump smells good.
Great.
Is it a potato?
Let me see. I dust off the dirt.
It doesn't look like a potato. It is...
Potatoes smell like good dirt.
Mm-hmm. Until you leave them in your pantry for too long.
I dare you take a bite of it.
When you brush away the dirt, it is a like dirty white color and very strangely and irregularly shaped.
Take a little bite.
I'm mad. I know what this is. Margarine has no fucking idea what this is.
I lick it a little.
It has a very strong, earthy umami taste.
It's a mushroom? It's not a mushroom.
It's not dissimilar from a mushroom.
Can I do an investigation roll to see if I know?
Roll a history roll to see if you know. Or a nature roll, I guess.
What's that? A tasty snack? Nature's 11.
I don't know if Flack would know what this is.
Guys, what's this? It smells good and tastes like dirt.
I will take a look.
A lick?
Look.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what it is. Got a 9.
Wait, can I roll to see if I know what it is?
Sure, yeah. If what? Anybody knows what this is, yeah, it's probably Zavis.
What? What roll do I do? History?
History or nature?
I roll the 1.
Wow. Okay. I'll figure out a way to make this make sense. What was it? History or nature?
History or nature.
Wow, I rolled a 6.
We're dumb.
We're dumb. We don't know what this is.
Well, put it in one of your pockets.
Oh, yeah, you got a bunch of pockets. Put it in there.
Whichever one you want to smell like nice dirt.
No, I'm not. I want to know what the fuck this is before I put it in my pocket.
Oh, you want to know what that is before you put it in your pocket, but you'll take a bite of a watermelon that I need?
Poppo is still, like, sniffing around it.
Poppo, lick this clean.
He does.
Is it a truffle?
Oh, it's just a truffle.
Oh, we got a truffle. That's a big one, right?
It is.
Those are expensive.
They are. Poppo. Are there more?
Roll. You all can roll history with advantage now.
I got 22.
I suck ass. 11 is the highest 15. One I've gotten.
16. Now that you know that this is a truffle, Black, you know that truffles are incredibly valuable. And the rumor, at least where you're from, is that they're not from the known world.
Whoa! Alien truffles.
Are they from the Fey world?
That's the rumor. That they are.
Not aliens.
Fey food. Well, I mean, that's, you know, it's debatable. You know,
sure, yeah.
The interpretation of aliens is subject to debate.
Are there more?
A baseball? That's big.
This is a big one. That's the biggest one you find, but let's say that you find two more smaller ones around this tree. This particular tree that Poppo sniffed out.
I put them in me pockets.
Let's plant them in your garden, Fletch.
Yeah.
And then we can make more.
We'll plant the smaller ones.
And then
we'll
can make a lot of money.
Big one for money.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And also these. And I steal everything. I steal, there's little gourds, like decorative delicatata squash.
Okay.
Help me. Delicata. Wow. Just added another syllable in there for no reason. I've lined my pockets with delicata squash. There's string beans. I grab those. Any other beans, I also grab. Peas, lima, soy, whatever beans I can find.
You do find some beans that you recognize as the beans, the Oikoto beans. Roll wisdom. Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Saving?
Yep.
It's a 15, baby.
You feel something behind you.
I turn around.
There's nothing there.
I loosen my cravat.
Weird. Okay.
I pocket the Oikoto beans.
But could I have a part of your garden that I could plant all my beans and have Marjorie's bean garden?
Sure. But well, why did you turn around so quickly?
I thought something was behind me.
All right. We need to go.
Wait, but what about the home goods section? Maybe there's something for our house.
Yeah, so that Zabbis can see a ghost. I don't know. I feel like we should just go to said. This things okay, are starting well, to get a little weird.
Can we just walk past it as we leave?
Yeah, if it's on the way.
I checked the map. Is it?
Yes.
Even if it wasn't, I would have said it was.
And go to the house of the future. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Yeah. That's where we're going.
It is definitely a house of the future exhibit. That is totally what it is.
I walk so slow.
It is your life made better through science.
Yeah.
You enter into this hall and a conveyor belt starts up and you're on a little track that takes you through a preset track of exhibits showcasing the latest advancements in home science, which include a very basic larder system that you would bury in the ground to keep things cool. Like, have you guys seen those, like survivalists have those?
Yeah.
where you would like store potatoes in the ground. It's like stuff, it's, you know, there isn't like a refrigerator or a microwave or anything like that. Actually, no, now that I say that, there is a cardboard standee cutout of a tiefling scientist showcasing using Eldritch Blast technology as a microwave.
That means I could do that.
That particular warlock's patron is General Electric.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As you're going through here, all of you roll wisdom saving throws as you're on this conveyor belt.
Mike, there's laughter water by you.
Oh my God.
That could be my laughter.
I didn't get anybody's person, did I?
No.
I didn't feel anything.
Frog's even dry. I'm sorry. What am I?
Wisdom save.
Oh, no. Beth, I was doing this.
Oh.
Don't worry, Grussel. You're fine.
Uh-oh. I rolled a 4.
Okay, so the highest one was a 14, eh?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay. The room starts to darken for all of you as you're moving down this conveyor belt. It starts to narrow into a stone hallway. The conveyor belt turns, and then now you're heading into, there's a stone archway, and now you're going through a stone hallway. Something about this hallway seems familiar to you, although you can't place it immediately. And you start to hear footsteps. And at first, none of you can place exactly where they are. Margarine and Flack, you see torchlight reflecting on the walls as well. Zabbis and Fletch, you do not see this torchlight. But you all hear the footsteps. And the conveyor belt is still moving. It's still moving you forward. You turn again.
Towards the footsteps?
Footsteps you can't place where they are. Okay. They seem to be coming from somewhere or everywhere all at once. And as the conveyor belt turns and takes you further down this tunnel, you start to recognize it all more clearly as the hidden tunnel in your mansion that led to the gnarly, strange tree. Yes, that Zemem Breverisk was growing.
Whoa.
The conveyor belt turns once again, and it takes you into a new place where it opens up into that chamber with the tree. You see the tree itself, and you see there the footsteps now land in front of it, and you see a figure you recognize to be Zemem Breverisk chanting some sort of incantation, and there is an opening within the tree.
Is this a part of the, like, the house door? Of the future?
No, because look, it's the same tree that's in your hair.
What? And I look up.
The tree's repeating.
And there's a little, like, flag that switches up that has, like, a fire.
See, we just gotta light it on fire and we'll be done with this. Wait, why are we... Why are we going back in time?
Is this kind of like House of the Future, like security system where you just make whoever breaks in go fucking crazy and relive their past memories and they think that they're in their past?
And the conveyor belt continues as Zemem Breverisk is chanting this incantation. You realize that the conveyor belt is going to take you right into where he is standing. And before you can react to that knowledge, you pass through Zemem Breverisk into the opening in the tree that he was opening up, and you have a very brief image of a large gothic chamber of some kind with like candelabras burning, and all of the flames are strange colors. It is incredibly off-putting and unsettling. This is not a place you've ever been or seen. And then you pass through this place, and the light gets brighter, and you hear a recording of that tiefling saying, "Cook a Cassasis bird in less than 3 hours."
Ah! It scared me.
And you're back in the exhibit, and you're on the track.
Why was it so scary in there?
I don't think that was supposed to be like that.
Is there some kind of, like, now that I feel like there's a ghost shit happening, can I roll? Is there an employee we can
insight?
I'd like to speak to a man.
Investigation. What are you trying to find out? Are you trying to insight? Now, would, like, be like,
I'm looking for it now. I'm like, what? Why are we seeing things? Why did we all have this shared experience?
Yeah, roll
are
perception.
There like, yeah? Any hints? My perception is always wow. Nat 20.
Nice. You look around now, your hackles raised after this strange experience. When you turn around to look at where you just passed through, you just see the exhibit. The room and the predetermined track of the conveyor belt winding its way through different innovative home goods. You see various ads for companies from Didridon, from Hosk, from as far away as Obradina. You see different home contraptions, but you don't see a stone hallway. You don't see a strange evil tree, and you don't see a mysterious wizard who you previously killed.
All right. That wasn't real, but we all experienced it. I think we should go accept our accolades.
Yeah.
And maybe tell the queen.
Good plan.
Yeah, there's some spooky shit going down in here. Sorry that there's even more stuff she has to deal with.
And wait, Fletch, you said that you saw something, one of the dead guys that you killed?
I thought I saw one of the guys.
Are we being haunted by the past?
But who would be controlling that to make us be haunted by our past? Because you found truffles, and that's not... Was truffles in your past?
Yeah. That wasn't Explain spooky. That. Those were truffles.
I don't know.
You didn't even know what
they
were.
Make sense, but you saw something in the truffle place. Something weird's going on. I don't know if we're like... I don't know.
Should we just go to the awards ceremony and then figure it out after? Although I feel like something spooky is going to fucking happen there too.
Well, I've got my knife.
Yeah, we've got our stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You got Popo. Mm-hmm. I got Pete.
We can leave Popo.
Popo's a good distraction.
And a good pet. Mm-hmm. And a good ride. I hop on him.
All right, let's head to the ceremony then, so we can be around other people.
As you are leaving and closing the door behind you, all of the lights and the conveyor belts switch off, giving it a moment of eeriness as whoever is closing the door does so.
That's like turning off the lights in your basement and running upstairs.
Yeah, you gotta get upstairs before something gets you.
Yeah, same kind of feeling.
You head back toward the main hallways that lead back to the reception hall and the throne room, joining the throngs of people that are also heading toward the reception. The crowd has thinned a little bit. Most people have arrived, although there are a few others who are fashionably late as well. You enter in to the reception hall where cocktail hour is, and you see that there are a bunch of different crowds of people. You know, everybody's kind of formed their own little groups. The largest crowds appear to be around Todd Hammerfist.
I was
and
gonna
the Hammer
ask
Bros
if he was still here.
Is very popular, him and his group. You see that there's obviously the Empress comes with her own retinue, and the tiefling from the ad that you just saw also has a lot of people around him.
Whoa, he's real?
Fletch, roll investigation.
We gotta ask that guy about what the fuck
10
microwaves that little ride was.
Fletch,
and microwaves.
You don't see any of the lightning scientists that you encountered on the hilltop or on the mountaintop and that you re-encountered in your James Bond sequence. You don't see any of them. And you're a little bit on edge now because you had that strange encounter. But you're looking around, but you don't see any of them. Is anybody else having kind of a reaction, having experienced your strange experiences? Or are you like, okay, we're good now?
No, I'm still on edge.
Okay.
The hairs that aren't pinned down are standing up.
Are you looking for anything in this room in particular?
Well,
you...
I didn't have... The only thing I saw was the Zemembrevrist Manor.
Yes. Well, Marta.
Oh. I thought that was loving, though.
And you saw something in the...
In the garden?
In the garden.
I sensed something. I didn't get a...
There wasn't a visual.
Obvious thing. I thought something was next to me. Yeah, I think I'm just like looking for anything out of place. And now that you've said the Marta thing, like anything kind of like ghosty, spiritually deathy. I'm looking for death.
Roll investigation.
Ooh, I got bonuses in investigation. That's going to be a 27. That's a nat 20 again.
Nice.
I think I know what's going on.
Looking for...
I'm going to know what's going on too.
Looking for death. You see that the tone in this room is incredibly joyful. It is not what you would call a place of death or anything like that. All of the people in attendance seem to be incredibly upbeat. There's a lot of laughter and mirth. There's a band playing, you know, chamber music and such.
What kind of music?
Chamber.
Hmm. That might need to get rocked up a little bit.
You know?
Yeah. It's very, very respectful, very background. But looking for death and getting a nat 20, there are certain things that you know to be emblematic of death. first of all, your attention is drawn to the pillars that hold this tall ceiling room up, where in relief are the carvings of past heroes of the Empire with their ceremonial masks inlaid upon their face, which you know to be a symbol of death, or at least of dead people for this society. You are drawn to the Empress because her brother is recently dead.
Mm-hmm. How's she look? She looks sad?
She looks, well, roll insight.
Gladly.
Does she have a cool outfit?
She has a very cool outfit, although it's not as flamboyant as others.
18.
She looks a little bit disinterested in the conversation that she's having.
She's not talking to me.
There are a lot of people around her, but she is not really talking to any of those people, even though they are talking to her. You know what I mean? Back to Margarin scanning the room. You also see out the windows. This is another grand view. This palace seems to be very heavy on its views, being as high as it is in these mountain peaks. And beyond the windows, in the evening sky, you see the ever-brightening aurora stretching out over the land.
Does it seem to be getting brighter, too?
It does seem to be getting brighter, but it seems to be getting brighter because the sun is going down. You don't...
Oh, okay.
There, even with a 20 investigation, it doesn't seem to be increasing in brightness as a rate that seems unnatural with the way that the sunlight is decreasing.
It's just... Okay.
It is there.
Yeah.
But you do see with this view, from this angle out into the sky from the palace, you can see that there appear to be borders, to the aurora. It's not pervasive across the entire sky. It ends.
Man, Margarin knows that like these auroras are indicative of a couple things. One, they're indicative of like the passage for souls to go to the afterlife, to Didridon, to die. That's one part of the aurora. But also, Cedric's men were using the aurora in order to traverse space as like a portal magic. But there hasn't been a distinction of which is what when it comes to the portals. They all look the same, right? Or when the auroras, they all look the same. So I'm not going to be able to tell if that aurora is a result of us having sort of met Didridon and confirmed the existence of the Death Dragon, or if there's some big creepy thing that's looming and the aurora is like an eerie sign of what's to come.
Wasn't there a portal exhibit?
There was a portal exhibit, yes.
See, there's some answers there.
Did we go to the portal exhibit, or that was a different thing?
No, that was just one of the options when you were exploring other exhibits.
Probably should have gone to the portal exhibit.
What'd you say?
Probably should have gone to the portal exhibit.
I mean, still
go to the portal?
Can we still go to the portal exhibit?
You guys can leave the party. Back up.
We haven't made our grand entrance yet. I guess it's fine.
So I have a thought. Since I saw what I thought was a dead guy that I had killed, and when we were outside earlier chatting, mm-hmm. the aurora was there, but it was faint.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was it faint?
It was fainter because it was brighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if
spirits come out at night.
Well, because we've encountered the Death Dragon, is there a residual effect so that now we can see the living and the dead because the aurora's there? So that would make us be able to communicate with the dead? Because we saw Zemembra Breakfast, which we killed. He's dead.
Yeah, so should we ask, like, maybe someone else who we know hasn't met the dragon, which is, like, most people, if they can see an aurora?
That's a good question. We could try that, yeah.
Hey, oh, shoot, what's his name? What's the fucking cousin's name?
Todd?
Is that right?
Yeah, Todd is the... Todd Hammerfist.
Hey, Toddy!
Todd, come here.
Hot Toddy!
Hot Todd!
Heroes, it's you guys.
Yeah. Yes, it is us. Hey. You're welcome. Face.
Oh, you knew that. Hey, question for you.
Well, two questions.
Ahead. Okay, go ahead.
First question: have you seen the Dragon of Death?
The legendary Dragon of Death, who's rumored to have founded our entire empire by creating the mountain range that we, in fact, are rested upon right now.
That's the one.
No.
Like, yeah, we play cards.
All right, follow up.
Okay.
Oh, what does it look at? What's the sky look like to you tonight?
The sky's really putting on quite a show for the closing ceremonies. It's, you know, I remember hearing when I was young about when the expos would end and the auroras would stretch out among the sky, but it hasn't been this way for quite some time. I mean, this is a really special show.
It is.
I know my cousin's going to feel really good that she helped bring back the aurora to the expo. It's been so long. And
so we can see dead people then.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, third question. What? Do you see dead people?
Wow, all right.
Whoa, yeah, just cracking it open.
We've had a couple drinks.
You know, I know that outsiders aren't really used to the strength of dwarven liquor, and I think maybe you guys should pump the brake. Coffee, black coffee, you know, mix in a water in there, one water, one whiskey, you got a drink to drink.
Coffee, water, and whiskey all at the same time.
The trifecta, I call it. Whoa. And then he high-fives his bros.
Yeah, because one keeps you... Like, water and coffee cancel each other out. Because water's hydrating and coffee's dehydrating. And then coffee and liquor cancel each other out.
So you kind of end up where you started off.
But what cancels it's out science. Ghosts?
And then you look in his hair and he's got, like, a red Solo cup with a ping pong.
Oh,
down my man.
That's fun.
All right, I think that's all we need from you, Todd. Catch you on the flip cup side.
Wow.
D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, and Mike Seigen.